This is the City of Avondale Estates, Board of Mayor and Commissioners, public hearing. It is August 27th, 2018, 6:30. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have an agenda before us. Do I have a motion to adopt? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're here to receive public comment on proposed rezoning of 2740 East College Avenue to Central Business District Plan Development to allow the proposed Trammell Crow development. Trammell Crow is here this evening, and they would like to make a presentation. Guys? Ladies? Let me make a little correction. It is August 30th.
Well done, Frazier.
Thank you, Frazier.
While Jason gets settled in here, good evening. My name is Jessica Hill. I am the attorney for the applicant. My business address is 3343 Peachtree Road, and we are going to present the updated version of the plans tonight. As you all, many of you know, this application was filed back in the beginning of March. Prior to that, we had several meetings with various stakeholders. I've continued to have various meetings with stakeholders, and the plans have continued to evolve. So we have made some changes since the last time we presented based on some recent community input. We'll present that today. The rezoning request is to go from CVPD to CVDPD. That is a site plan specific overlay, which the Board of Mayor and Commissioners can approve the development of a whole, which doesn't otherwise comply with the CVD district. It involves the execution of the development agreement. This is the property. It's a 3.935 acre property. It's a former industrial use. It was one of the properties annexed a few years ago into the City of Avondale. Currently blighted. It has a billboard located on East College, many curb cuts, and no sidewalk or streetscapes anywhere around it. The proposed development, and this is where we start introducing some of the updates. The current development proposal has 270 multifamily units. It has 7,100 square feet of commercial use that is on East College and also on Hillier. It has a five-story maximum height for the project, 440 parking spaces to be provided in a parking structure. We are meeting the 20% open space requirement per the CBD district. We have new pedestrian-friendly streetscapes on all the streets. We have a new publicly accessible street at the rear of the site to connect Hillier and Maple, which is part of the downtown master plan recommendations. And we also are providing the development agreement for an off-site improvement of the city-owned 4 acres. The recent, as I mentioned, we have made a few recent changes to the plans. Those changes are, number one, we reduced the density by 11 units from 281 to 270. We've increased the retail from just under 5,000 square feet to 7,100 square feet. We have moved the residential leasing office north on Hillier, which gives us an opportunity to have more retail that is gathered together. We've reduced the building footprint by 2,000 square feet and provided a new courtyard area that is on Hillier. And we have changed the exterior architecture to a more traditional aesthetic. Now I'm going to let Jason show you, walk you through some of the design changes. And because we have a kind of updated set of plans, we're going to walk through each of the plans that will be included in the development agreement.
These are our new proposal, our submittal, our sheets that we'll be presenting to BOMC. But we just wanted to briefly go through each sheet so you understand what we're submitting to the city. This is just simply our cover sheet, giving a background on who are the team members participating in the project. From there, we move on to our ALTA survey sheet so you get to understand how the lot is broken up, where the ownership is. This is what this plan outlines. And then we move into our demo plan.
Mm-hmm.
here, I can come up and make the arrows.
Yeah. We move into our demo plan, which shows the buildings that are on the site, the ones that we will be demolishing for the proposed building.
Is there a way to take it a little higher up on the screen?
You can try it, yeah.
A good book or something?
We never figured that out.
Way better. Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you. Survey. Demo plan.
Zoning site plan. This is our zoning site plan, basically showing the outline and the functions of the entire building. It shows our public accessible street that we've added in the back to connect Maple Street to Hilliard. Also shows how we were able to move the building as well as some portions of the parking deck further planned south to allow for a wider street in the back. By doing that, you also see this new courtyard that we've added, retail courtyard, here for pedestrian access, also for those who are in the neighborhood. It gives an opportunity to allow for the retail spaces to spill out, so it's a more functional space. So now we have two retail courtyards, one on Hilliard and one on East College. This is our drainage and grading plan. It shows the grading of the building or the site and how we intend to drain the site from rain collectors and tie back into the storm and existing storm system here. Then you have your landscape plan, a rendered landscape plan, more easily to understand with the pool courtyard centered in the middle. You see distinctively the retail courtyards in the front on East College and on Hilliard. And then you see our access to the parking garage off of Hilliard as well. And this landscape plan, you see some of the hardscape that we have here, some of the proposals with the tumble granite walls, with also with the brick walls that would align the front entrances as you enter to the retail coming off of Hilliard and East College. On this, you can also see the revised streetscape, as you would say, along East College, where we have for a 8-foot landscape strip right along East College, and then we have a 10-foot sidewalk. This sheet is just a breakdown of the materials that we will be using on our hardscape, just looking at concrete pavers. We have benches that will be throughout the streetscape along Hilliard as well as East College, as well as the trash receptacles and the lighting that we intend to use on the project, as well as the bike racks. This is our lighting plan, proposed lighting plan. Talks about the street lights of complying with Georgia Power, as well as putting those on the streets, as well as other lighting around the project, whether that be on the building or bollards to be used within the courtyards, pool courtyards, and amenity courtyards as well. And then this is a tree plan, basically outlining what trees we intend to use on the site, where they will be placed, and the spacing that we will be using along the streetscape, as well in our open courtyard areas. This is just a more detailed plan, and it shows just not only the trees, but the flora and fauna, different plants that we intend to use around the site. Then it's just another breakdown as well of the trees. Then here you get to the architecture of the building, and this is to basically complement the grading plan and the drainage plan that we have. This is a roof plan showing how we intend to get water from the roof down to the grade, and then we have a detention that will be under the parking deck. From there, we'll go into some of the upgrades that we made into the architecture.
Thanks, Jason. So we can speak to a few of the changes, and this illustrates the new courtyard that we've added along Hilliard, as well as some of the changes that we've made to the material palette. We were recommended to simplify the material palette and take a more historic approach that would be more complementary to the historic district that we're standing in. And so what we developed is a a clean but traditional look for the front building, and then created a more industrial inspired, more contemporary aesthetic for the back of the development, and we modified the colors to make a more harmonious look around the development. It was advised to us to make fewer efforts to use color to break up the building, and we'll see a little bit more of that. But this view really shows the new retail that we're proposing on Hilliard. This is college in the background. This is the retail that we had before. But what we've added is this courtyard, which gives an opportunity for the retail to open up on both sides of this courtyard with options like roll-up glass doors to allow the retail tenant to spill out in that space. And what it also does is further breaks down the mass of this building. We've lowered the building further. It was three stories just on the front, and we've actually removed some residential over here to bring the scale of that building down and make it feel more like one building out in front. Other elements that we've improved along the way are the brick palette, pulling a more of a red brick that speaks to the historic district we're in, with a red with dark accents brick. And you can see some of the other materials that we proposed. These are the straight-on elevation views that show the massing of the building. You're seeing College Avenue facade. We'll show some perspective views in a minute, which will give you a little bit better look at what it's going to look like and feel like and what the changes are going to be. This is the back elevation that you see here of the parking structure along the rail tracks. And some of the long elevations. These are a little bit distorted views because they're kind of projections. Go ahead. This sheet is our fenestration calculations showing how we meet the glass requirements in the zoning or the fenestration percentages on the public streets, Hilliard and College, and also Maple. These plans illustrate the parking, the configuration of the parking structure, and how the spaces, both the residential and the public spaces, will work in the deck. And this is a view of our feature corner. So you're headed from Sam's Crossing towards the historic district. So you can see this new design we've created for the front corner. We've increased the amount of brick on that facade and made that feel more like a classic two-story over one-story brick building. It's flanked by the courtyard that we originally proposed on College Avenue that creates a great opportunity for open space on College and encourages pedestrians. But now it's also flanked by the new one that we've created between the proposed retail and the new retail that we've proposed on Hilliard. So that'll hopefully make that, it gives that tenant an amenity and also makes it even more visible from College. So we think that will make that a much stronger retail. Now, the other change that you cannot see here is behind the red vehicle here, the leasing office is back behind there as Hilliard goes down. And so we've got a lot of commercial activity and feel on Hilliard. So that should make that street feel even more walkable. Now we're looking into the main courtyard on College, and you can see some of the material and design changes that we've made to this facade, where we've got the two more traditional and traditionally proportioned brick elements flanking that cool central courtyard, and you can see the scale of those. They're both the same height. On this side, you've got the taller retail space with two levels of residential above. Over here, we've got amenities for the residents, like the fitness center, that will have a commercial feel with commercial-style storefront, but three levels of residential above. This is showing how, and this is a key design point that we made as we've developed the design in partnership with really everyone here, is to try and transition the scale from the South City development under construction to the scale of the Village here. So you can see how the South City is the white in the background, and you can see how the two low brick buildings kind of start bringing that scale down as we come this way, coming east. This shows the Maple Street view This is the public kind of green space that's actually going to face towards the brewery, and is an opportunity for some outdoor events, as well as an amenity for the residents. And over on this side of the screen is the rail tracks. And you can see what we described as kind of the second aesthetic for the building to hopefully help break up the block by changing color and material and reflecting the industrial character of this side of the block. This is the view from the rail tracks. You can see the new streetscape that we've proposed and some of the improvements that we've made to the street along the back of the property. It's in compliance with the master plan guidelines. We've got trees, parallel parking, generous sidewalks back there, and pedestrian-friendly residential, and then the parking structure back here. This is the entrance to the parking. So you're seeing that new street that I just described headed off this way. The rail tracks are over here where my hand was, and then this is the resident and visitor entrance to the parking structure, which is really completely concealed from clear. Thank you, Jason. This is the leasing center right here. That area was residential, and so now the residential on Hillier is really just limited to a unit or two down here closest to the rail tracks. Here you can see a little bit better, hopefully for the folks in the distance, the two courtyards that are created, and again, how we tried to break up the massing on the block and how we've reduced this footprint a little bit further of the development. These are a couple of existing conditions views that are required in the zoning package. And then these are a few massing diagrams that show the scale of the development. They're not quite as attractive as our color views, but they show the massing performance. These are a couple of illustrations we've shown to point to where we were inspired from in bringing Avondale to the development, helping the design of the development reflect Avondale, using design elements, colors, materials, the pointing to both the historic district and the eclectic character on East College here. And that's our package.
This is a zoomed-in rendering of the new retail as well as the proposed retail. I thought this was very important just to show where this courtyard, new courtyard, is going to be located in a relationship on Hillier as well as East College. It's so visible as you come down East College going towards the historic district. So it's very inviting with the large stair as well as the accessible routes to get to that space. It's an inviting space. It meets you at the scale. It doesn't seem overly overwhelming or too large, but it's a very inviting space to get pedestrians, community involvement into the space and bring some lively interaction to this area.
My turn again. We talked a little bit about the road improvement. This is something that came up when we initially filed the application that, you know, there really should be a road in the rear of the property to connect Hillier and Maple Street. We revised the application and continually expanded the road until now it is a minimum of a 50-foot wide dimension from the existing railroad to the building. What's occurring in that road is what you see here in this slide. It will have, it's about, starting from the rail line, it's about 4 to 5 feet of plantings. There's between 20 and 22 feet of pavement for the two-way traffic that can occur on there. There's about 7 feet of on-street parking, and then there is a 7-foot sidewalk, and then there is a 9-foot planting zone, and there's a couple inches in there for curbs. So, again, a 50-foot minimum dimension, and this road improvement plan that you see here will be included in the development agreement. I also mentioned some city park improvements. This exhibit here is also an attachment to the development agreement. The proposal is to improve by grassing the existing 4-acre park, basically what you see here, to get some initial improvements done to the park so that it can become usable. Obviously, there will probably be more improvements in the future by others, but this at least gives a start for the community. Just City Park. These are actually photos of the park that we've superimposed food trucks and other things on to show you. That's an existing tree. So one of the things that the zoning district that we're requesting provides for is compatibility with the downtown master plan. And there's not a lot of CBPD zonings in Avondale. South City Partner Projects, which immediately across the street, was the first one. And so it's kind of the beginning of what that district should look like. This property is located in the Western Gateway, which provides for multifamily residential, commercial use, and mixed use. So we're hitting on all three of those. It recommends building heights of 1 to 2 stories on East College and 3 to 5 on properties farther north on the rail line. We have a 3 to 4 story height on East College and a 5 story maximum. Just for context, well, actually, I'll get into that in a second. There is a new street, as I mentioned, there is a new street guideline in the master plan, which actually labels things very helpfully, new street, which you can see the new street labeled at the rear of the property. The illustrative plan also shows retail on East College Avenue frontage. It shows multifamily residential between Hillier and Maple Street. It shows the new street at the rear. And if you look carefully, we've had some discussions about whether there's a street that needs to come through the project. There's not a thing labeled new street there. There is a nice property break, but nothing that says street.
Alley.
Doesn't say alley either. This is just the illustrative plan. As I mentioned, the red boxes are the retail proposal. You can see they are proposed to be surface parked, so not particularly ambitious. And then you have a multifamily building proposed at the rear with deck parking. The illustrative plan is not intended to be exactly what is required on this property. It's just intended to be a demonstration of what would be consistent with the master plan, as I'm paraphrasing the master plan. Comparing this project to South City, which is immediately across the street, again, the other CBPD in this Western Gateway, South City had a density of 77.39 units an acre after they conveyed the park. The park that's being conveyed, as many of you may know, is actually undevelopable, so couldn't put anything on it anyway. Our proposal is to have 68.6 units an acre now with the 270 units. Similarly, the height, South City's project is 5 stories tall, 77 feet. Ours is 3 and 4 stories, 5 stories at the back, and then 73 feet tall. So we are not only shorter on the front, but shorter overall. We had some questions early on about access to MARTA. This slide really just shows that this property is very accessible to MARTA from a walkable. You actually have a couple different options of how you want to get to the MARTA station. Again, cumulative changes that have resulted from stakeholder input, and this is from the beginning to now. We've reduced the density by 30 units. We've added all the retail, 7,100 square feet, because I can tell you that my client was not hoping to put retail there. Reduction in the building footprint by 7,500 square feet. We reduced the height on East College from 5 to 3 and 4 stories. We added the street at the back. We have updated the streetscape and made it consistent, quite frankly, with what's happening at South City across the street, so it's been widened. We added an additional courtyard on Hillier Avenue, we added an off-site park improvement, and we've revised the building design to complement the historic district character. There have been some questions about precedent. Just want to remind those who don't read zoning codes like I do that the zoning district we're asking for requires a minimum of 2 acres. There's not a lot of properties in Avondale that you can assemble into 2 acres, and particularly the master plan, there's only 2 areas where the master plan recommends height of more than 3 stories, and that's in the Western Gateway, and this is the last property in the Western Gateway that's 2 acres or more, and the other one is the Mill District, which is basically the Avila property. So from a precedent-setting standpoint, there's not really other properties that can utilize this. The benefits of the proposed development, you're going to redevelop a blighted commercial property. It provides a new street connection at the rear, consistent with the master plan. You're going to have new pedestrian-friendly streetscapes all around the project. Provides a customer base, this is something we haven't mentioned, but a customer base to support the commercial uses in Avondale Estates. Removes a large billboard. It'll add neighborhood retail, and it also includes an accommodation for a city, improvement of a city-owned park. That concludes our presentation. We hope that the Board of Mayor and Commissioners will recognize our efforts and support the application as presented. I'd like to, if there's any opportunity for rebuttal, I'd love to have some time for rebuttal if appropriate. But for now, I'm going to give you a moment.
Okay. All right, thank you. Jessica, normally public hearing, we're just taking comments. We're going to allow 15 minutes for comments because we have a whole other meeting after this. I think that any question and answer should probably occur in the next part of the meeting. This is just a public hearing. So we're going to take 15 minutes. We ask that everyone speak for no more than 3 minutes. We're here to receive public comment. Mr. Frazier.
Bill Frazier, 3042 Oakham. Just want to say thank you for the great presentation. Thank you for the hard work that you all have been going through and all of the consideration that's been going on. I think that the adjustments that have been made and all the information that has been put out and everything that I've read, I support it, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. In the back there, Mr. Purdy.
Nick Purdy, 42 Clarendon, and business at 135 Maple Street. I had hoped a couple months ago that there would be a pathway to yes, and I wrote about that, and it seems like a lot of work has gone on, taking into account a lot of opinions, so I just want to applaud the community, the board, and Trammell Crow for giving us the best possible presentation. I hope you guys pass this. By the way, the tap room's open tonight. If anybody would like to come talk about it, come have a beer.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. Yes, ma'am.
Candace Jones, 9 Fairfield. First of all, I'm very surprised that we have a new design that's being presented tonight. I just looked at the exhibits and the documents on the website. They are dated anywhere from June 1st to yesterday. So I'm not sure what you're voting on. First of all, this is not the plan that has been presented to the ARB, Planning and Zoning, the HPC. So I do not believe we should accept any of these revisions. If they want to withdraw their application, they're welcome to do so, and they need to resubmit it. This is not the process that has been set through our city ordinances and our codes. And as you know, I've been very outspoken. This current plan, this revised plan, still does not meet the intent of our master plan, our codes, and our ordinances. We have no city financial information. We have very limited other information. Everybody who's assessed this plan from Second Century to Planning and Zoning to ARB to myself to others, 450 signers of a petition, have said vote no. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Jen.
Jen Spain, 108 Clarendon, also owner of Rockford Studio, 128 North Avondale. I am in support of this project. I think that you all have done a terrific job assessing all the information. Thank you to Trammell Crow for making all the revisions that they've made. And as a business owner, I appreciate all of the process, and I support it, and I hope you vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. What's that? Yeah, I think it may be best if we just hold applause. Just don't want to turn it into an applause contest. What's that?
Stand up. You're asking him to stand up, please.
So okay.
Talking.
Yep, Mr. LaRocco.
I have signed a petition. I've been against this from the beginning. I don't by any stretch believe this is our last chance to develop property. However, I think there's been a lot of work done on this plan. And the more I've looked at it and the concerns I've had with the plan, I think have been met. I don't think there's a whole lot of density. There's a lot of one-bedroom, a lot of lofts that eliminates what the master plan was designed to do, to eliminate the number of people in the downtown area. So I want to say I think we've got a reputable company. It's a good opportunity. And I think it's time we move forward with it.
Thank you for your comment. Angela.
So y'all can hear me because yep. I can't talk very loud, but I'm Angela Fisher. I live at 11 Dartmouth Avenue. I just want to thank the Board of Mayor and Commissioners for all your hard work. I know it's a tough job, I know a lot's asked of you, and you field questions left and right. I want to thank Trammell Crow for all that you've done. I know it's hard coming in and having to answer to lots of questions and have things run at you all the time. But you've made a lot of concessions and done a lot of hard work, and I just want you to know that you are supported. There are people out here who appreciate what you're doing and what you're trying to do for our business community. So, and I also want to say that I love my neighbors. I love all my neighbors, whether you support this or not. And so I want us to see the possibilities. So thank you, and I hope you vote yes.
Thank you. Over here, Liz.
Liz Goodstein, 3243 Wilshire. Thanks for the love, and I hope, obviously, that we can carry forward a serious, fact-based debate here in agreement and disagreement, as always. I really want to thank Trammell Crow. It's fantastic to see all these responses. I agree that we're not where we need to be yet, in terms of the heights, in terms of the compliance of the master plan, and with the, particularly with the density and the numbers. But I'm really, really happy to see the changes that have taken place. And I want you all to know, I mean, we do really feel that you're being responsive, and this is fantastic. It's really great to see this. The problems that were raised with process are, however, serious. And I want to remind you all, this is not a yes or no situation. This is a change of zoning that has significant implications. I think there can be disagreement about what kind of precedents are being set. Certainly, their lawyer say that it definitely has implications for the Avila site, and that's really the largest concern that there's there on that. But let me just say, I am extremely disturbed at this point to be getting plans at the last second, to have you all contemplate going forward, really flaunting the process that's in our laws, particularly as we don't have a financial analysis from the point of view of the city yet. That is just a real big missing point. And I just want to underline for everyone, I am not against development. I am not against this. People who are opposed to moving ahead at this point and who are raising these issues are raising important issues that need to be considered. And I would just ask the BOMC to slow things down. I think we all want to get to yes. I think everybody, the property owner, wants to get to yes. Everyone wants to get to yes. Send it back to the ARB and the PZB, who are citizens who also worked very hard and very seriously and had a lot of pressure on them, and who made very careful, reasoned, thoughtful decisions. And their input has been taken up by Trammell Crow to a great extent. And the improvements are due in large part to the critiques that people who've been opposing the density and the noncompliance have made. So I would like everyone to recognize that, and I ask you to please take your time. We can get to yes. This is an important opportunity for the city, and we really need to get it right. And part of that is respecting our laws and our processes and having a big debate about what kinds of changes, if there are going to be departures from master plan guidelines, we need to talk about that and not talk about yes or no to development, because that's not what we're looking at. There's going to be development. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have anything? I mean, did we post the financial stuff to the website?
No.
Yeah. From our side?
Oh, from our side. No.
Okay. Come back over here. Hudson?
My name is Hudson Rouse. I'm the owner of Rising Sun at 124 Avondale. I want to state that I've been here 3 years. Part of the reason we came here was because of the master plan and developing a downtown thriving business community with streetscapes, walkability, people of different ethnicities, people of different backgrounds. And that's the community that I want to serve. And that's the community that I came here to serve. And it seems like we keep hitting roadblocks to get there. I've been here 3 years out of a 5-year lease, and now I'm contemplating, wondering what am I going to do next if things don't change in the city. And it's very emotional for me because I work 12 hours a day, and I just left my restaurant, and nothing is changing. And I came here with the promise of change. I want to be part of that change. And people are scared of change is what I see going on here. And I'm just tired of it, and I wanted to speak my voice. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Hudson. Lida?
Lottis Devon, 3118 Majestic Circle. I don't think people are afraid of change at all. I think they want to see quality change. And Avondale is a really special community. We're the oldest plant community in the southeastern United States. And, you know, I feel like just putting up a lot of apartments is not the answer to getting the kind of quality that people have had input on for the last couple of decades. We really didn't get, we got a late start on this. I mean, let's be fair. But I agree with Liz about process, and what I hope we've learned from all this is we can do better with our process, and I would really request the board work very hard on coming up with a very open and transparent process that we go through, that when developers come in, they know what to expect, and they know how they're going to work this through the city. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, Dee?
Dee Merriam, 8 Lakeview Place, and I would like to thank Crown Pro for the changes that they've made, but I agree that we have a process and that it needs to go through that process. We need to respect our boards and be methodical about how we do these things. I do want to push back on the idea that nothing is happening in downtown Avondale. We have the South City Partners building under construction. We have a concept for the town green. We have the city moving forward with a street grid plan and making plans to do some updates to other regulations. And so those of you who say nothing ever happens in Avondale, please take a look at the construction going on at Sands Crossing right now. That's pretty major and pretty exciting. We have townhomes coming in that have just recently been approved. In the rush to say, I agree with Liz, it's not a yes-no situation here. I think there have been some very thoughtful changes. I think there might be a few more changes that could be made to make the street a little more walkable. I'm still a little concerned about Hilliard Street having a 5-foot wide sidewalk when the back street has a 7-foot sidewalk. Yeah, I think some things like that still need to be worked out. I really like the idea of the new retail courtyard and improving that along the street. But again, I think we ought to give our boards that are charged with this the opportunity to review and comment on those instead of overriding them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lee.
Lee Lynch, I live at 916 Stratford Road. I own a business at 106 North Clarendon, and I own the building at 106 North Clarendon. I'm completely for this. I think you guys have worked hard. I think Trammell Crowe's worked hard. I hear a lot of people who are in disagreement even saying this is a much better-looking plan. I'm all for it. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Mr. Harvey.
Alan Harvey, 1051 Lakeshore. Back on the process issue, and I really appreciate Trammell Crowe coming forward and making some changes that have been proposed. Again, this has all seems to have occurred since the ARB 5-0 denied, based on how the plan was denied that. So my process question is, and again, we got to follow our codes and standards, and we have nothing. Is Trammell Crowe going to withdraw their appeal of the denial of the ARB? And if apparently they're resubmitting a new plan, which according to our code has to go through the ARB to get approval for a certificate of appropriateness. So is Trammell Crowe withdrawing their current appeal, since apparently they have officially submitted a new plan, which again is way, goes good ways toward addressing the issues that have been raised. So I don't see how they could not have to go through the ARB again.
Okay. We are going to address that later in the meeting. This is just the public hearing part. Okay. David, and then back over here.
Okay. David Sachs, I live at 89 Dartmouth, and I'm exhausted. And we're all exhausted. And this process has been incredibly difficult. And, you know, people ask, why is it so hard to get things going? By the way, I want to respond also to the Rising Sun owner. I love your restaurant. Please take heart. As Dee said, things are changing. Things are under construction. You know, we are not as far apart as we think. I see all the green shirts. The green shirts are because we're pro-development, right? I can tell you that of the almost 700 people who signed this petition, I guarantee you at least 90% of them are part of Element 2. There are a couple of outliers out there who would like to see things stay the way they are. They're very small in number. So we are all working, I think, on the same towards the same goal. One of the things that I think has really gone wrong in this process is that we have turned away from some of our ordinances, and that's really unfortunate, because that is where the consensus of our community is expressed, and by sticking to those and reminding ourselves and reminding each other about what they say, that's how we keep that consensus, that's how we move forward much more easily. The plan development ordinance that this project is moving forward under says that these guys, in considering the approval, will look at two things: how consistent it is with the master plan, and these latest changes, I think, are really positive. They're really moving in the right direction. It's very late in the game, I know that, but it's great to see that much flexibility. The other thing that the ordinance says to look at, and this ordinance was passed by three of these same PLMC members 2 years ago last month, says you have to look at the underlying zoning and see how consistent it is. Now, there's been an argument made for most of the last 3 months that we don't need to look at the underlying zoning because it's so outdated and so out of whack with the master plan. And, you know, personally, I think that's a wildly inaccurate statement. But even if it weren't, the law is the law. And the fact that no one here tonight has mentioned the underlying zoning, everyone's talking about the master plan, which we should, but we got away from really thinking about our ordinances. That's what's going to keep us on track as a city. That's what's going to make things move forward faster. That's what's going to keep us out of trouble with the next five developments. So the process is important, and let's get it back on track. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, one more comment over here, and then we're going to close. Renee? Thank you. All right.
One more thing.
I just got to say, I've been here a while.
Doug. We got two more opportunities.
Indians, we talk it to death. That's our problem for everything. Talk it to death.
Doug. We got two more chances. We got a whole other meeting with public comment. We're going to have public comment after each item. So, thank you. All right, we're going to close this one out. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.